to record a message because I send it to some people. And eventually they'll put it online. So I'll be speaking on creating the dream. It's a very wide topic. Praise the Lord. It's a very wide topic. And I'll just take an aspect of it. And I'm sure that the Lord will touch every one of us before we leave in Jesus' name. I want to look at our text. I'm going to look at Ezekiel chapter 37. We're looking at Ezekiel 37. But you see, one day, I sat down and I was thinking. I'll try and manage 30 minutes. In 30 minutes. The basic lessons in life, the basics is okay. Why is a forum? Don't worry. It's interactive forum. Just take it back. You see, the basic lessons in life. Praise the Lord. I have come to see, and you agree with me, that the basic and most important lessons in life are not learned through words. Praise the Lord. The most basic things you know, the most basic lessons in life are not learned through words. And this characteristic, you see it in the life of a child. Who teaches a baby how to walk? Praise the Lord. Who teaches a baby how to crawl? Now it's time to crawl. You know, there are important lessons there. You know, the Bible says that the things that are made, the things that are created that we can see, the things that we can naturally relate to, they are windows for us to see the supernatural, how things operate, you know, in the spirit realm, and to give us a basic understanding about life. Now it's time for you to start crawling, or it's time for you to start, the way you start moving. After some time, you start moving, you start turning. Turn, it will just turn. After some time, start crawling. After some time, the baby starts, will just stand up. Remember the day when my son first stood up in my presence. After some time, they start taking that important step. It tells you that. You see, there are ancient things inside of you. A lot of you ask for that, their vision, their calling, what am I supposed to do in life? You see, there are ancient things inside of you. Everything you need for life. Everything you need to prevail, to live a fulfilled life on, everything is inside. So you see, life is simply digging the ancient wells within. Ancient wells. And that's why I start with the issue of a child. You know what happens in the belly, the umbilical cord, how the baby does everything. They give birth to the baby, start breathing and every other thing, start developing because all of those things are embedded inside. And that's the same thing with vision and with dream and with purpose. With purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything is inside. Now, there's something about a child. You know, a baby, I have a daughter, she's about 18 months. You know, in the house, she's a principality. Yes, principality is a governance. She's an authority in the house. You know, that baby. You know, I want to show you, I want to link you with something important about life. In the house there, maybe she just talks, throws her word like that. That is, stop it. She's a demon. That is, stop it. You know, like, all of those things, but that same child, if I take that same child to the house of another person, maybe just stay there for 2 days, do you notice that everything will shut down? He can talk, he can control me and the mother, the whole house, she can rule the whole house, everybody, beck can call, but all of those things will just shut down. The difference is that this baby lives in an atmosphere that brings up the things that is within. And the difference that the same child taken to another atmosphere. You see, people are in the house, everything, but you know, she there will not talk, nothing you can do. The baby cannot behave the way the baby behaves in the house. That's atmosphere. So there are things that bring, there's an atmosphere, there are things that bring on the thing that is within. Praise the Lord. When God said, let us make man in our image. in our image and in our likeness. It's a very profound blessing. And that's the greatest blessing that man has. Yes. Even before redemption. The man was there. The man was there before the cross. It's the man that was the reason for the cross. If there was no man, there would not be cross. Dying on the cross, and God will just judge all those angels. You know, he said, let us make man in our image to be like us. He could have made man, he said, he made everything after their kinds. You see all of these animals, the donkeys, the cow, the lions, all of them after their kind. But we want him to carry our own kind. We want him to carry our gene. We want him to carry the kind of, we want him to carry the same life, you know, to have the same nature that we have. That's why God is tripartite, God is triune, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And man too is three, three in one. The spirit, the soul, and what? And the body. So, you know, to replicate who God is in the spirit. He said, let us make man in our image. And the first revelation of God we saw in the Bible is that God is a creator. God creates things. God can make things. Praise the Lord. God makes his own birds in the sky. We have an aeroplane in the sky. Praise the Lord. Abby, you have the big whales in the ocean. We have our own submarine in the ocean. Praise the Lord. He said, let us make man in our image. To have the same capability that we have. You know, to have the same genetic makeup that we have. So you need to know who you are in the first place. Before we now begin to talk about dreams, about vision, about living life, you know, about fulfillment, then begin to talk about so many other things about life. God was trying, Jesus told us something. I'm still opening that Ezekiel. Jesus told us that I go to the Father. That's John 14, verse 12 to 14. He said, and greater works. Can you see that? He said, God the Father. What's the second one we used to say? God the Son. What's the third one? God the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is speaking in the capacity of God the Son. He said, the things that you see me do, you have the same capacity to do them. Back to Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image. He said, you will do these things and you do greater things than this because I go to the Father. I'm going to that teaching, you know, Jesus' ascension. Open up a realm of total possibility, you know, a realm of endless possibility to mankind. That's why if you taught them about prayer, he said, if whatsoever you pray, believe it, you have it. And if you speak to this mountain, it will move. He didn't say if you go and pray and come and beg me to do it. He said, if you stand with the mountain and ask the mountain to shift, the mountain will hearken to your voice. Back to Genesis 1:26. Don't forget, I told her that same child, you and I were that shy, though, so don't just think about the baby I'm talking about. There's an atmosphere that brings out everything that is inside. Oh, what about Peter the fisherman? He was just a fisherman, but that Peter is the Peter the apostle. Let's assume that Peter went and sit down under one man, not under Jesus. But sitting down under Jesus, under an atmosphere, he brought out an apostle out of a fisherman called Peter. He said, these men were not even learned. They didn't even go to school. But they looked at them, they said, these men must have been where? They must have been with Jesus. Under that environment, under that, he brought out those things. No, they didn't take anything from heaven and dump it inside Peter. Those were ancient wells within. And you can trace the root of that well back to Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image and let him carry our likeness. He said, you will do this work, and beyond do this work, you will do greater work than this because I go to the Father. And true, not long after that time, Peter did what Jesus never did. So of all that thinking, maybe one day we're going to do greater work. He told them, he's looking, this is Peter, he said, you will do greater works, and he did it. The first day that Peter preached the gospel, the Bible says 3,000 people got saved. Jesus never saw that. You see, no, there are different, you look at the miracles and you got carried away. No, there is one that is higher, you know, which is the man himself changing within. You can do miracle and heal somebody, give the person, grow 10 legs for the person. He will rise up and carry stone and be pursuing you. The first day that Peter prayed, they said they were pricked in their hearts. And 3,000, and that's why Jesus came. But Jesus will preach, that's when they will carry stone. You must have a demon. After feeding the 5,000, All of this, he came for, he said, the Son of Man came to seek that which was lost. But Jesus was preaching, the lost were not turning to God. But the first day that Peter preached, a whole multitude were running to God. Their lives so changed and so transformed that, you see, a land, you know the how land is in Israel. They were taking their land, they were selling it. Day one, Peter went beyond what Jesus did. He said, greater works than this you will do. That's the greater work. That we should bring men running after God. What did I say is the greater work? That we should bring men running after God. Because that has been God's desire from day one. That has been God's desire for the one. He raised up Moses. He raised up all of these men. Elijah did try, you know, like that. David, some of those kings, they try in their turn to serve God in their days. That's why I said I'll bring John the Baptist. He will come in the spirit and the might of Elijah. What Elijah did was to turn the heart of Israel back to God. You look at the power, the miracle, the healing. God does not look at those things. God looks at the heart. He looks as if the heart is turning to him. That's why I say Elijah, there is no... You say John the Baptist, he will come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. And when John the Baptist came, there was no miracle. But he turned Israel back to God. And Jesus looked at him that there is no body born of a woman that is greater than this man called John the Baptist. Moses is all his height and all his power. Israel never turned to God in his day. Praise the Lord. So you can now begin to see how God, you know, relates and ranks the prophet. So, what I'm telling us is quite simple. I just want to stir the waters within. I say it's a very wide and a very deep topic. So I'm not even going to, the dreams, all do so many things in the heart. My brother said he's an entrepreneur. And I had so many other people say the architect and everything. So there are so many dreams within. He said creating a dream can even be the dream to build a good home. To build a good home. All of those things are their dreams. So, Ezekiel 37, the text I gave. Let's look at it. Now, before I read this place, I will take us to Genesis. I'm putting my hand here, you know, my hand on my key. I will quickly read Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Then let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every living thing that creeps on the earth. Then look at Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nose with the breath of life. And man became a living being. Man became a living being. Then don't forget that scripture I said, John 14, verse 12. Say, Jesus said, I go to the Father. And greater works than this you will do because I go to the Father. Let's look at the Ezekiel chapter 37, the scripture of the valley of dry bones. We all know it. I want to bring out something from it. He said, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, I don't know. Again he said to me, prophesy to this bone and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, verse 7. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the bread. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the bread, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O bread, and breath on this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Look at the interesting story. In Genesis 1, you see, I'll translate this scripture and I'll translate it. I'll bring some to compare to what happened in Genesis and to see the important and the immortal lesson that God was teaching in Ezekiel and beyond Ezekiel was teaching mankind on earth. Look at it. He said there were valleys of dry bones, there were dead bones, everything. So as he began to speak, he said the bones came together, bone to bone. Then look at verse 8, verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, suddenly a rattling. The bones came together, bone to bone. Then verse 8, indeed as I looked, the sinew, the flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. You see what happened? All of them came, they formed just like the same. He said, but God formed man of the dust of the air. He formed a complete man. This was the same situation that all of them came together. They had flesh, they had bone, but they were lying lifeless. So they were lying lifeless. There was no breath in them. Then in Genesis 1, God formed a body, just one body. Let me use this table as a body. This is the body that God formed in Genesis 1. Just one body. And God breathed into that one body. The one body became a living soul. Now God took Ezekiel to the valley. Multitude. Bone to bone, sinew to sinew. It's Ezekiel that spoke to them. He said, Ezekiel, speak, prophesy. All of them came together. They were multitude of lifeless body. And then God now told Ezekiel to what? To what? It will command breath to come into them. You see, God raised one body, but Ezekiel raised multitude. That's where I'm coming to. God put breath inside one lifeless body. But Ezekiel stood in the valley that so many lifeless bodies. He said, prophesy. He said, speak. He said, command breath to enter into them, the breath of life. God breathed from within himself the breath of life. It entered into that lifeless body, and the body became Adam. Ezekiel now spoke with the authority. Of course, all our authority and dominion were derived from God. With the dominion and the authority and the strength that he has gotten from God, he's commanded breath. He said, come from the four winds. The same breath of life that entered into Adam, that same breath, Ezekiel stood in the valley, entered into the multitude, and he became a standing army. Praise the Lord. I read that verse 8 again. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon, as I looked, verse 8, 37, verse 8, indeed as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the bread, prophesy, son of man, and say to the bread, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O bread, the bread of life, and breathe on this slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and bread came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. The same platform that God stood. God brought Ezekiel to stand in the same platform in the spirit. This one, the breath came from inside God. When God releases his breath once, he's not going to release it a second time. So he asked Ezekiel to speak in the strength of that same original breath that he released. And the breath came into them and they became a standing army. A very immortal lesson for us. What am I saying that is simple? The light there, the revelation there is simple. We have the same capability that God has. If God does not have limit, he does not have limit. The only limitation you have, you will be limited by your faith, and you will be limited by obedience in life. Praise the Lord. The only limitation that any man will know, he will be limited by his faith, and he will be limited by obedience. There are no limitations in life. There are none. Praise the Lord. So these are the things I want us to know. The foundation I've laid that from the story of the baby, that there are ancient and eternal things within. So many times, this thing comes like a thought. You know, what will come about dream, about a vision. Then, so many times, people run with the wrong dream and the wrong vision in life. Number one, you must be anchored on God. If you want to have an enduring vision, an enduring dream, a dream or a vision in life, a pursuit. Let me use the word pursuit. A pursuit that will withstand this age. Your dream must withstand the world. Everything in the world is contrary. Everything in the world is against. So for that which will survive this present world, it must be born of God. It must come from God. If not, it will not survive. Even physical dreams in the Bible. I'll just tell you that one briefly. Physical dreams in the Bible. What the genesis of dream? The first time dream was mentioned in the Bible was in the life of Abimelech. When he took the wife of Abraham, that was the first mention of the word dream in the Bible. When he took the wife of Abraham, then God appeared to him in a dream. That was the first man that had a dream in the Bible. And the message, God warned him that this man is my prophet. You are a dead man if you don't let the wife go. That was the first mention of dream in the Bible. The second man in the Bible, I'll just tell us in Genesis, sixth time. The second person in Genesis that had a dream was Jacob. when he was running from his brother Esau and was going to the house of Laban, and when he had that stone, he set up a stone and he saw a ladder, and that ladder eventually is the Lord Jesus himself. He saw angels ascending and descending upon the ladder. In that second dream that he had, God gave him a revelation of his son, Jesus. Well, if you go back, I won't open those scriptures. I told you I want to speak with 30 minutes. If you go to John chapter 1 verse 51, when Jesus met Nathanael, I gave all those biblical references so that later you can look at them, get the message. I'll make the message available on MP3 before I leave here, so you can get it and listen to it again. So the second man that had a dream was Jacob. When he put his head on the ladder, and he had a dream, and then God appeared to him. He saw angels descending upon the ladder, and on top of the ladder was the Lord himself. That was the second man that had a dream in the Bible. That dream also came from God. So I want to show you the genesis and the origin of your dream. If you have a dream, you have a vision, all of this, you must interact it with God. Praise the Lord. I told us in John chapter 1 verse 51, he said that Nathanael, you shall see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So was the revelation of his son Jesus Christ. Then the third dream that Jacob had was, that one is very, very interesting. I know it should interest a lot of us here. You know, when he was in the house of labor and they were oppressing him, that guy will lead them if God does not step in. So many of us are in that kind of cases. Some of you find yourself doing some kind of job. If God does not intervene and step on, the destiny of Jacob will have died there. That man so oppressed him for years to give him a wife. He said he labored 14 years for a wife and 6 years to have his freedom. One day he had a dream and God showed him how to have economic breakthrough. He saw those sheep when they give birth. You know, he said the way they were mating. You know, and he had a dream that God told him he should cut a tree and cut it and put it when they want to mate. In the midst of oppression and repression, God gave him wisdom for economic breakthrough. It was in a dream. Wisdom for economic breakthrough. Praise the Lord. So can you see that was the third instance. The fourth one was Joseph. God showed him his destiny when he said that the sun, the stars, and God showed him in a dream that he was going to govern and rule the world. Dreams are very spiritual, even physical dreams that you have. I want to just open up that side. Then I'll now round up what I want to tell us. Even this dream is spiritual. Yes. Joseph, that was the fourth one. Then when he showed him his brothers and everything, the fourth one was the baker. You see, all of those instances, they were from God. So when you have a physical dream or you have a vision in your heart, you know, it must stream down from the window of heaven. Even marriage. That's why so many people, marriages are not working. Praise the Lord. Because it's an institution that God ordained. So if you are not well aligned with God, it can't work. You only manage. It's not marriage. Very few people on that open up the content of what is called marriage as it is in heaven. I'm telling you from experience. And having to deal with a lot of people, handle a lot of cases. Praise the Lord. So it was the baker, so God used it to have through that dream, Joseph, you know, was able to interpret their vision and their destiny to them, even for others. Use it on others. Then the sixth one was Pharaoh. And in that dream that God gave Pharaoh, what did he show him? God showed him the global economy. Praise the Lord. God showed him the global economy. So if you go to the New Testament, I'm not going to that again. Those instances in Matthew, I showed you the beginning of the Bible. See, Genesis lays the foundation of the entire Bible, of the entire the Word of God. And I even walk with God on it. Then if you look at the New Testament, the same thing. When Joseph, the beginning of dreams in the New Testament, was God speaking to Joseph. Accept this woman, the baby in her child is there by the Holy Ghost. And then God was giving instruction and direction. So that's even for physical dream. I look at the dictionary definition of a dream. He said to see imaginary event in one's mind or to consider the possibility of something. So there are so many things in our hearts. And I want to make you know that I give us this example to connect us back to our origin, our source, God. God. Origin and our source. Praise the Lord. There is no way you have a functional relationship with God that your business will not be okay. Even if you make mistake. He told David, even if your children make mistake, I will go extra mile to put them on track. There is no way. This is full gospel. You know, they were talking to me, I say full gospel. That means that was full. It's total gospel. So it's going to be businesses, dreams, vision that will be rock and founded upon the foundation of the gospel. Praise the Lord. So the first place to begin with is to begin with your relationship with God. You never know what God will do with your life. You don't know. You know, there's a scripture that tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. You see, by the grace of God, I work in a bank. But beyond that banking, that is secondary life. But I've seen what God has done with my primary life, which is the life of following God, you know, and doing his assignment and doing his work on it. I've seen what God has done. I've seen the things that I put my hand. Once my hand comes in, you know, he said, whatsoever your hand does. He said, there is a man. Whatsoever that man does, the man will prosper. It doesn't matter. It's not what you do that is the, you know, today we are running about what to do. It's not what you do. He said, whatsoever that man does. That's Psalm 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates what? Day and night. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, and whatsoever what? You know, that bring forth a living season. I say whatsoever that, he say whatsoever what? It whatsoever. When that man has a marriage, that marriage will be glorious. When he has children, there are children that will grow up in the nurture and admonition of everything we walk. Because you have spiritual forces backing it up. You don't know this what is. There are a lot of things. I don't want to go into something to derail my mind. But my dear, there are so many things in this world. So many things. I had my younger sister one time, you know, that's some years back, before I went for my NYC. So when she stayed, she, for a family, she was selling, chemist. They put her there, she was selling chemist for them. So one day I came there, stayed there in my father's village. She was in the village there. So I came to the village after my school, awaiting NYC. So I was there, I came to see her. Like that, most of my siblings used to run away from that village, you know, but because I knew God, so the righteous is as bold as a lion. So I go there, I'll sleep there, I eat there, you know, like that. So even it's a witch that cooks the food. But I would say all things is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. You just take the word of God and believe it for what it says. That's all. That's your work on it. Amen. And that's a part of life. So I was there. Slept with her, I sleep there, stay with her, geez, had time. So one day she now started telling me the encounter she started having. That they gave her something to eat also. Maybe is it coconut or something. So that she's walking sometimes, she saw a big river in her front. Then this man that used to appear to her in her dream, they want to initiate her or something. So I prayed with her, then I went back to where I stay, like 30 minutes away from her place. So that's in my state. So one night she came to see me. She came around, she was in the house, so I woke up to pray in the night. So I woke up in the night, I was praying, and the Holy Spirit said I should go and wake my two sisters. I had two younger sisters with me there. I have three, but these two. So she said, go and wake my sisters. I didn't want, I ignored it. You know, but I lost my peace. I was just struggling to pray. I knew I needed to obey. So I now wake them. Well, come, let's pray. That was when we began to pray. We began to pray. All of a sudden, she started screaming. She started screaming that that night they wanted to come and do the initiation. And as God will have it, the Holy Ghost moved that to my place. And we began praying. She began screaming. She saw that man, you know, he was wearing with this jacket. You know, all of a sudden, she said she saw a big python. Listen, she saw a big python. He said they are trying, the man down to drag her into the river. We are now praying. We took a war song. The Lord's right hand. This Paul Weber song. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. We took that song. We're singing it, you know. I told my other sister to be praying. We're there. So she's like screaming that the snake. It's all of a sudden. She was seeing everything like she was telling us. It's all of a sudden. He said he saw a sword pierce that man in the heart. You know, so it's all appeared that man in the heart, then the snake tried to coil around, the snake now died like that, and that's how we got our deliverance that day. My dear, there are things in this world. So people live a life casual and careless, you know, dissociate, disconnect from you. Things happen, you don't know why things happen. You see a young man just finished NYC, Why should he die? Why should he die? Finish NYC. One self come, he has gotten a job, going to collect the paper. Bam. All kinds of things in this world. He said, with long life, will I what? He said, will I satisfy you and show you my salvation? Why? Some people say they want to take blood. They just go and put one ring on the road. Or some one man will pass, nothing happened. Another person will pass, the car will have tumbled like 20 times. Praise the Lord. So that night we got the victory, and she was delivered. She became a Christian and she started serving God beautifully. And up to today, she's still a Christian. Praise the Lord. Coming from me, she was a Muslim. Coming from a Muslim background, I used to be a Muslim. Coming from a Muslim background like that. So that was part of the thing that God did. So I gave all this example to take us back to our foundation, which is the spiritual foundation. And I've shown all the kind of things that God has put inside everybody here. If you know the life that God has designed for you to have, designed for you, designed for your children, designed for your sibling, everybody, all around. Everything that God has, he doesn't use them in heaven. He doesn't need them. The Bible went further to say that all things, there are big statements in the Bible. If God helps, sometimes you see one, you sit down on the floor for 2 weeks. If God opens your eyes, takes you to the place of revelation, 2 weeks you sit down on the floor. He said, all things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. All the power that God has, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresence. The Bible talks about his eternal power. Everything is at the disposal of man and at your own disposal. So why won't you be a success in life? Why won't it work? You dry clean clothes. People don't know why they are dropping. That is where they want to bring your clothes, their clothes. They just keep coming. That's why I accuse some people that they are using sham. That woman is selling rice in one corner. He's on the street too. People are parking jeep. Everything is sham. Go and use your own. Go and use your own. You have the Holy Ghost. What else do you want for us to add to you? See, everybody's going selling akara. People are driving, crisscrossing the town to come and buy akara. You know, power is real. Praise the Lord. So I showed us I showed us who a man is from Ezekiel, from the scripture of Jesus and all of those things. Then one more scripture and I'll end it there. One more scripture, I'll end it there. I've spoken for like 30 minutes now. One more scripture. Two of them are the same thing. First Timothy chapter 1. So I cannot, if I say I'll tell you the kind of dream, creating the dream, you should go and create, it's presumption. But I'm showing the platform from where the dream should come from. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. I want to show you something that you have been given. Then all of us unanimously will agree if we need something else to be added. Are we there? Please, can you read it? Can all of us read it? You say, the spirit that God has given us is a spirit of power. It's a spirit of love. So why wouldn't the marriage work? How? Just one reason why it shouldn't work. Just one. He said, God has given us the spirit of power. The spirit of love. When you are doing a vocation, you have power in that vocation. When you are doing it, you are working in an office. God knows the way to do it. Even your far superiors, they will be looking down to you for counsel. One day, my God told me that, David, you know, anything you tell me to do it, I'll do it. He said, I'll do it. So, you will have power anywhere you are. You see, like as a man, he had power with God and with men, Jacob. He said, God has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and then the spirit of a sound mind, then the spirit of judgment, to take the right decision. Spirit of judgment. You can even take the wrong decision. You say, all things work together for good. If I make a mistake, God, it's not for me. I've made that mistake. God will turn it around. Yes, everywhere. You see, every parameter of the gospel. You see, all things work together for good, both the good and the bad. Abraham made a mistake entering into Ishmael. But even that one has even worked for the benefit of the gospel. Everything will turn around. The first man God created was a gardener. He went and ate that food that he told him not to eat. That mistake that he helped elevated him to a higher destiny in life. The second Adam, the second destiny of man in the book of Revelation, he was sitting on the throne with God. But the first time he was a gardener. When God created man, he was a gardener. He should be tending the garden. But the second estate, after the redemption and the restoration of man, he's going to be sitting on throne and he's going to be ruling with God. Can you see? Even that one has worked together for the good of man, even though God did not destine it. So even the mistake in everything will turn around for good. You see, God has given you the spirit of power, the spirit of love. That's the equipping you need to succeed in business. I'm showing you. Every other thing will be coming for, because the topic I was giving, I have to even ask them again. Is it creating the dream? So if it's how to make the dream to work, it's another different message I will have spoken to you on. But this one is, I'll just touch the peripheral, not touching anything specific about the dream or how to actualize the dream and all of those things, you know. So that is it. That, you've seen that scripture, then the second scripture that I said is close to this one. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So you have been fully equipped. Tony, which school did Joseph go to prepare him to govern the whole world? Which school? Harvard. I'm sure Joseph must have gone to Harvard Business School. Look at that wisdom to govern the whole world and take the world out of economy, out of global recession. Pharaoh had that dream, but Joseph was the solution. The world will see the problem, but the solution ought to come from the church. Can you see the equation now? Pharaoh had that vision of global recession, but the solution came from the church, came from Joseph. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's God's plan. All of you here, you are solution provider to this world. That's why I say you are the light of this world. The world will create the darkness. They will even see the darkness, but they don't have solution. We are the one that will inject light into this world. So I want you to believe in what you are doing in your corner. Somebody mentioned event planning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, event plan, all of those things, you must believe and, you know, strengthen the fiber of that vision. Look at 2 Timothy. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. First. Verse 10. I'll read from verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who loved him. Prepare for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Can you see? God has revealed that thing that is meant for you. But you cannot access them. The Holy Ghost knows them. And the Holy Ghost will communicate them to you. But what if you are not aligned and properly aligned to the Spirit? If you are not hooked up to the Spirit, how will you know them? A lot of people leave the earth and never live their life. Yes. You can be an MD. You can be an MD of Oceanic Bank, Abeco Bank. You can be an MD, but you never live your life on it. You can never walk on the path of fulfillment. You can be a president and not be fulfilling on it. And not have lived a fulfilled life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will not fulfillment that you live a life that will leave a generational blessing. Generations will come, you'll be a reference point. Now look at that verse 10. It says, But they say the Spirit searches the deep things of God. Don't just look at the deep things of God. The deep things of God that relate to your own life. What am I doing with some, how God governs the universe or the galaxy? Is it for me? Is it for me? How God governs the angels? It's not for me. There are deep things in God that relates with him governing the angels. There are deep things in God that relates to my life. And relate to the destiny of men on earth. That is the one that the Holy Ghost will communicate to you. He said the Holy Ghost searches, he knows the deep things of God concerned that relates directly to you, directly to your marriage, to your life, to your everything about you. Okay. Look, then jump to verse 12. Let me read verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Know the things of God that relates to my life, your life. You don't know it. The Holy Ghost knows them. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Can you see that same Spirit that knows the deep things of God? That the Spirit that you received him. When you say, I have Holy Ghost, I'm tongue talking. Those ones are kindergarten things. You are tongue talking and demon chasing. You chase the demon. This does not have correlation with destiny. We'll talk about destiny. You know, chasing demon is, those are the LCM, the highest common factor of the things of God. You know, he said, He said, look, he said, that spirit in 2 Corinthians 2, he said, that spirit knows the ancient things of God. I said, there are ancient things inside of you, there are ancients well within. He said, that spirit knows it. Right? He said, then we receive that spirit. Can you get the connection? We receive that spirit. He said, now we have received the spirit. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I close my book. You have that spirit. Remember, I go back to the baby. I say, if you create that atmosphere for the child, right? The things in the child, the properties in the child will come out. This is the thing, this is the atmosphere, the Holy Spirit. This is the atmosphere that will bring out the things that is within. You build an edifice in life that 200 years from now, Jesus tarried, the edifice is still standing. Praise the Lord. I want us to rise up on our feet and pray. If you assume that, I want you to start talking to the Lord, talk to your God, based on the context. If you think that Jesus came for what we are doing in the church, eh? If you think Jesus came for all those things you see us doing in the church, these are deeper, deeper things than that. Why will he come and die? Is it for us to come, we'll clap hands together, we'll do all of those things and just go home? You know, do choir ministration and go home? Jesus came to elevate your life to divinity. He said, I have come that you may have life. What that life is talking about is not for you to live long alone. It's not for you to live on earth. I have come for you that I have. Which life? He said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let him carry our life. I have come so that you can carry divinity. So that you are, we call that life divine life. So that you can carry the life that is inside God, the life of the Father. That life is a success. That life is a life of fulfillment. That life cannot have a roadblock. If a mountain is standing before you, it will either move the mountain or it will pass through the midst of the mountain. They pass through the midst of the Red Sea. These are immortal lessons for us. Can you begin to appreciate your Father? Can you begin to tell him, I told you there are ancients were within. Can you begin to submit to the Holy Spirit? I come under your atmosphere. Lord, I yield my heart. I yield my heart. I yield my heart. Yield my heart. Yield my heart. Thank God for our education. But when you see people like Joseph, you know that there is more to education. There is the proper education. When a man is educated and schooled by the Spirit, when a man is tutored by the Word of God. Who educated Samuel? Samuel in the Bible. Samuel that governed the whole Israel. Governed the whole nation. Peter, fisherman, who tutored him. Up to today, Peter is still mentoring and tutoring us. This man sat down to write letter to their brethren. Just letters. And that letter has become immortal. Just a letter that Peter wrote. A letter. Just a letter. A man wrote a letter. That letter has become immortal. There are ancient things within. These things must wake up. Talk to your Lord. Talk to your Father. Don't look at this meeting as ordinary meeting. They are meetings. These are meetings that if you yield your heart to this meeting, It will a lot of things inside of us will change. We awake and a lot of things will die. I encourage you, get the message, listen to it. Mr. Abraham Avins or your president, Kolade. Mr. Kolade. Thank you. Pray, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Oh, Father, we bless you, Holy Spirit. I submit myself. Absolute surrender. I yield myself. Here I am, my Father. Help me. You are the ancient one. You are the ancient of days. You have ancient things. There are ancient things about David. There are things about me from the eternal past. From before you laid the foundation of the world, I have obtained grace and apostleship in you. I have obtained grace before you laid the foundation of the earth. You have known me by name.
You called me first before I came to my mother's womb. He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, I knew you. I know who you are. Thank you. Before my formation in my mother's womb, before I go, I was a brought forth. Lord, you have known me. You have known the things of David. You have known eternal things about me. Bring me into this light. Bring me into this light. Bring me into the knowledge, into the revelation and understanding and the power of this thing. Ancient things that will bring light to the world. That will lighten the darkness in the world. That will bring healing. That will bring restoration to men and the women. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. We honor you. We surrender ourselves. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy One. Give you praise. Give you glory. Can you bring to a prayer? Step into your destiny. Step into your purpose and your calling in life. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy One. We give you praise and glory. Thank you. The God of all possibilities. We come before you. Who healed our hearts. Take our heart, take our soul, take our bodies. Take all of us. Thank you, Father. We honor you. Hallowed be your name in Jesus' name. The breath of life. The breath of life. Praise the Lord. One prayer point. I want you to pray this prayer point and I'm done. You know, I told us about Ezekiel. He said, son of man, prophesy. You are praying that God come and turn around my business. God told Ezekiel today. He said, Ezekiel, open your mouth and prophesy. He said, command breath to enter this lifeless body. And he stood out and he became an army. If Ezekiel do that to an army, then what is that your small business? That you cannot prophesy the breath of life into it. You just breathe life into it. That business will correct. The elements of life will start working in favor to make sure that thing works. Even angels will be running helter-skelter. There are people that God has looked at them, that this person must not die until he's 80 years. God has spoken in heaven, he has gone to rest. Then angels are running up and down, helter-skelter. Nothing must happen to this man. Because this man must see 80 years. This is the mandate from heaven. When the elements of life and angels are beginning to run, the Bible says he will give his angels what? Charge. That was charge, his commandment. He will give an angel commandment. That this boy, you know, when God gives you a covenant of life, have a baby and God says this baby is going to live to old age. When God gives you a word like that, that settles it. That boy will raise up and live to 80. People, hope you know, people give birth and people give birth. Some people give birth and God tell them about that child. He said, two nations are in your womb. He said, the younger will serve the elder. Some people are pregnant and God tell them the destiny of that child. This boy will serve me till he's 90 years. That kind of child, when they drop that child on earth, is everywhere he's going. As the car is moving to the, you know, angel move faster than the speed of light. As the car is moving, one angel is by this side, one angel is by this side, one angel is by the front, one angel is by the back. That car must get to Lagos. Nothing happens to that car. So, I want you to now begin to speak and profess the breath of life. God taught through the Ezekiel is an immortal lesson that he taught us. Your children, all of them, speak to them. This boy, you will stand on my gravesite. How will you bury your child? Why? How? Why? It's a breath of life. It's a son of man prophesy. Command. It's a command breath. The breath of life. It's a command it. Command it to enter. Enter into them. It's a command it. It's a command it. He said, command it. He said, you shall say to this mountain. If you will be the one to speak to your own mountain. You are waiting for the Nabonke. You are waiting for Benny Hinn. You are waiting for Papa Deboye to come and speak to your mountain. That mountain will still be there. He said, you speak to your own mountain. Mountain, he said, speak, be thou removed, mountain of barrenness, mountain of joblessness, mountain of this is not working. knocking. Mountain of stubborn children. Oh, speak to that mountain. Pray, talk to speak. Thank you, Father. Everything works together for my good. All things are mine. Oh, all things are mine. All things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. Apollos, Peter, Paul, Peter, Apollos. The world, life, death, things present, things to come. All things are yours. All things are mine. Oh, all things are mine. Things present, things to come. Life is mine. The world is mine. Death is mine. All things are mine. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the covenant of life. Thank you for life. Oh, thank you for immortality. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everything works for good. All things. I have dominion. I have strength. I have understanding. I have wisdom. I have counsel. I have might. In the name of Jesus. Melekata ebekoto mayakata ye mayayaya malatole meleteke ebokoko malakata lebe ye bele mayalakabo metala ntetetete ye bebe shala bokonto malakata in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I bless you, my Father. What a wonder. What a wonder you are. Oh, what a wonder. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. Oh, what a wonder you are. Save somebody like me. Oh, what a wonder. Jesus, what a wonder you are. Oh, what a wonder you are. Everything is working. Everything is working. What a wonder you are. Oh, what a wonder you are. You hide the solid twin. Oh, what a wonder. My Jesus, what a wonder you are. Friends, fight for your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your destiny on earth. Fight! Fight the good fight of faith! Fight! Fight! Ekete, embelekete. Jehovah, we bless you. Jehovah, we thank you. Give you praise. In Jesus' name, can we lift up our hands? Can we lift up our hands? When you go home, continue in this atmosphere. I told us about atmosphere and a baby, a child, bringing the things that are within the child. Can you lift up our hands? Let me pray. Our righteous Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. We come to know you from Genesis 1. On and on and on to Revelation 21. Everything there is for man. Everything. Everything is having man at the heart and at the center of it all, that you will bless us. Thank you for what a great love. Love so amazing. Love beyond comprehension. Love that is even higher than sin. It's higher than our mistakes. It's higher than our laxity. It's a love that is beyond comprehension. Thank you, Father. This love, this the love of God surpasses understanding and all misunderstanding too. Thank you for this wonderful love. This is the only backbone that we have in you because of your love. The prodigal son thought about your love and said, I will come home. When he was coming home, the Bible said, you ran. You run to meet him. Thank you. So God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself and not imputing their trespasses unto them. Thank you for this wonderful love. In the strength, in the power of that love, we will know that we will prevail in life in Jesus' name. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, Father. Everything that was spoken, let it be a reality in our lives in Jesus' name. Beyond what has been spoken, the thing that you have released in this atmosphere, because your spirit is here. Thank you, Father. We'll walk in the light and in the strength of them in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. I tell the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord give you favor. The name of the Lord Jesus defend you, strengthen you, and uphold you. Cause you to know this path of victory perpetually. All your weaknesses turn into strength. All your failures turn into testimonies. Thank you, Father. Pray for full gospel, this branch, this arm, in particular, you continue to strengthen and to bond them together. You take them from glory to glory, from strength to strength in Jesus' name. Lord, you shower them with your love. I also pray for full gospel as a body. Lord, you continue to bless and to strengthen them. Thank you, Father. Take them from glory to glory. For in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.